Hello everyone. This is my story for March, Esther. It's a Bible story and also in Jewish legends, and I have adapted it. I hope you like it. Here we go. Esther. I was a poor and orphaned girl. Thank goodness I had kin. My uncle Mordecai was nice. He liked me, took me in. My uncle was a clever man, spoke languages galore. He cared for me, and gently too. I couldn't ask for more. He brought me up, a Jewish girl. Of royal blood we came. He taught me, do what good you can. So Myrtle was my name. One day at supper, Uncle said, the king now has no queen. Vashti's struck with leprosy. She didn't dare be seen. The king called, but she couldn't go. Hashem has had his way. Her Jewish maids were made to work upon the Sabbath day. I'll have to keep you safe at home, away from prying eyes. You'll have to stay inside, my dear. I think it would be wise. But then the king decreed that death would meet the girls who hid from stewards seeking his new queen. I went as I was bid. My uncle kept his promise, though. He saw me every day. He was a palace servant, watching all who passed his way. He told me not to care too much about a pretty face. 'Twas more important, so he said, to aim for inner grace. You'll see, he said, and so will they. Your beauty will shine pure. You'll be chosen for the queen. 'Tis Hashem's will, that's sure. Have faith, and this will come to pass. It will, with Hashem's might. Do not say you are a Jew until I say so right. I waited nearly all year long to show the king my face. I ate naught but our kosher fare. He knew not of my race. Ahasuerus loved me so, I gained a royal crown. Mordecai waved up to me. I saw him and waved down. Two chamberlains now formed a plot, which Uncle learnt about. I saw that in the court reports his name was clear spelt out. Now, everyone bowed down their head to Haman, first of all, but not my uncle. He just said, Hashem has my first call. When Haman heard about this slight, he was angry and annoyed. So he decided then to pay to have us Jews destroyed. Letters went to all domains, stamped with the king's own ring. Kill the Jews, kill all of them. Be quick, take everything. The Jews lamented, rent their clothes, felt terrible and ill. Beseech the king, my uncle said. Your queen, that's Hashem's will. Do not think that you'll escape if Jews die on that day. Go and ask your royal lord for pardon. We will pray. I dressed up in my finest clothes and went unto the king. Come, my dear, he kindly said, I'll grant you anything. Do you come to sup and dine with me? I'd love it if you can. Bring Haman too, if that's your wish. Just him, no other man. Haman could have danced with glee, built gallows, couldn't wait for Mordecai, who he would hang, my uncle, at the gate. The next day, ruled our gracious king, all honour Mordecai, 'twas him discovered that foul plot, that is the reason why. This setback stuck in Haman's throat, bitterly he sighed. A touch of fear was there as well. What does it mean? He cried. The king and Haman came to feast. I pleaded for my life. Who is it? Said my angry king. Who's threatening my wife? 'Tis Haman. He has sold the lives of me and all the Jews. Hang him, said the king at once. That is what I choose.